45 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on your Wednesday morning, 14th day of May. Jeez, where's May going already?
We're halfway done.
Wow. Man. Too fast.
Yeah. Maybe a Nah, it's okay.
No, it's going
It's
all
not gone too
fast.
Quick yet.
Time stays the same, but it always feels like
true.
It's going fast.
It's one thing that doesn't change.
I know. George Lucas is 81 today.
Oh.
Creator of Star Wars,
yeah.
Indiana Jones franchises. Mark Zuckerberg is only 41.
The lizard man himself.
Looking on the daybook, James, 1804, the Lewis and Clark expedition departed from Camp Du Bois to begin a historic journey by traveling up the Missouri River on this date.
I didn't realize that the carving that you mentioned at
Pompey's Pillar.
There we go. Pompey's Pillar is some of like the only actual physical evidence that
yes.
we have of the Lewis
journey.
And Clark expedition.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Those carvings are on the river that I was raised on the farm at.
Right.
And those carvings are just about a mile down the road.
They're the only...
Yeah.
The only physical evidence
yep.
we have.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I know. You need to stop by that center there at Pompey's Pillar Rock, and you want to learn more about Lewis and Clark and their expedition. It's way cool. It's that whole information center.
They also,
they've done a lot of work with that and done put a lot of money into that and over the years to relive that history, bring that history back.
They
Pretty
only
cool.
lost one person on their expedition, too.
Yeah,
in terms of
which is
I think it was a guy that got appendicitis or something.
Yes.
Like his appendix burst.
Yeah, which is amazing.
You know, in that situation, it's,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. GG. It's over.
I know, right? No medical attention
yeah.
here. Yeah. The nearest hospital is...
Right. Oh, your insides hurt? I don't know what we can really do about
that. We can't
that.
Do anything but rub some plant
yeah.
paste on it, you know? I know. Wow. Eek. Speaking of physicians, 1796, English physician Edward Jenner administers the first smallpox vaccination to an 8-year-old boy.
Cool.
On the state, 1796. 1853, Gail Borden applies for a patent for making condensed milk.
Hmm. There you
go. State. It is buttermilk biscuit day today.
Okay.
Not so much.
Really? You're not a biscuit person?
No. Not
what?
Really. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not really.
If I'm really feeling it, do some biscuits and gravy. Eat that once and
yeah.
then sleep for the next 6 hours. Or
yeah, I know,
day.
Right? Feel my veins clogging.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's Dance Like a Chicken Day.
Okay.
Unlike
chicken
the
dance?
Chicken
Day. No,
I think Dance Like a Chicken. Isn't
okay.
the chicken dance? I think that's coming up.
That's a different day.
I think that's going to be a different day. If memory
Could
serves.
Be multiple days.
Could be. I think it
at
is
this point.
Multiple days of chicken dancing. Donate a day's wages to charity. Figure out your day's wage.
Okay.
Okay. And donate it to charity day. That's pretty cool. I like that. Facilities Management Day today. Everybody's got their day.
Facilities Management Day.
Okay.
Are you a facilities manager?
I'm probably.
It's
facilities
your day.
Manager Day. And a few other ones. Online Romance Day today.
We have an online romance success story in our office. Steven Schreffler.
Oh.
He met his wife on
okay.
Tinder. And they are now eloped. Married.
They're married, yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't elope.
How about that?
They eloped to get married?
Is that it? Well, isn't that the word?
Well,
what
elope
is
when you leave and go get
oh,
married.
Oh, well, they eloped after they got married. How about that? There
they,
you go.
They eloped to get married.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah.
No.
Met on Tinder.
Yeah.
Tinder success story. There you
Tinder
go.
Tinder success story.
Somebody on Tinder.
I
give
like
Steven
it.
A call. He'll give
All
you a
right.
promo.
I like it. Stationery day.
Yeah.
Get your stationery.
Of course. I get pens all the time.
Right. I know.
I didn't realize that was an actual genre of store or like product. Yeah.
Yeah.
Until recently.
Okay. You have a lot of pets at your house.
Yes. That's being generous.
It is being generous. 1 in 4 Americans say they feed their pet people food. I don't think you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, it depends on the...
Depends on the animal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
I don't know.
Don't give your dog watermelon. Watermelon's okay. The seeds will kill them.
Ooh.
And the Rhine. Fun fact. There you go.
I don't know if that's a fun fact or not. But well, it's a fact. Yeah.
It's a fun fact if you learned it beforehand.
Right, yes.
After, then it's not so fun.
Not so fun. Okay. A study shows 56% of teens text while driving.
How many?
56.
That's lower than I thought.
I think it's lower. I think that's
probably
too low.
Higher.
Just sit on a corner.
Yeah. Or just, honestly, at this point, you can just do
sit on the corner.
You can annotate it. Just
I don't
say
think,
it.
And I'm just not talking teens. I'm talking there's
everybody.
A lot
oh,
of
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of. I saw. I You can just be yeah, driving around in the morning and you'll see multiple.
Yeah. It's the year of seaweed, James. Researchers, University of South Florida, Optical Oceanography Lab, projecting a massive year for seaweed on the Florida coast. In fact, 40% more.
That's a ton.
What does it
even
mean? Ton. That's like 30 million metric tons heading for Florida.
Oh, they had that happen.
Based on satellite imagery.
They had that happen, man. I think, a couple of years ago where there was like a huge patch that.
Well, there's a bunch of seaweed in there. Great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Seaweed. You're going to have a lot of seaweed rolls popping up. Yeah, not for me either.
Okay. James, they found a hidden tunnel under the Capitol.
Uh-oh.
The U.S. Capitol. And it raises questions over security and past uses. A video released this last week shows maintenance crews discovering a narrow tunnel beneath a floorboard inside the U.S. Capitol building. Officials confirmed the footage's authenticity and have begun investigating this tunnel's origin and structural safety. Earlier reviews suggest it could date back to the early 1800s, possibly tied to the Civil War.
I was going to say, if there's any place that I expect a lot of hidden tunnels under, it's probably the Capitol.
Yeah. Security personnel will seal the area, increase surveillance, till they find out where this bad boy goes.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow. They said, we don't have any recent unauthorized access. But they were doing some work and said, whoa.
Where's it go?
Where does this go? Pretty cool.
Every tunnel has an exit. Hop on down there.
Exactly. Oh, fossil find, James.
All right, everybody
check
sit
this
back.
Out.
Bob's gonna talk about fossils.
Fossil evidence has confirmed the existence of Titanoboa.
Oh, I know this. Yeah, the snake.
The largest snake species ever recorded. This is the one they found.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's about 60 million years ago in Colombia, tropical swamps. The immense size allowed it to prey on large reptiles, including crocodiles. Scientists attributed its growth to the era's warm climate.
Climate?
Want to give a, what did I say, climate?
Client?
Climate. They discovered it in a coal mine.
Oh.
Is where they discovered it.
Cool.
Lay down a tape measure, James.
Yeah.
42 feet.
A big snake.
2,500 pounds.
That's a very big snake.
Size of a bus.
Yeah, size of a bus. Cool.
Can you
Not
imagine
cool.
that thing
no.
slivering around?
No. No, no, thank you. I'll pass on that thing. Also, the other thing
lay
is, too.
Lay down a tape measure. Serious. Get a big tape measure. Lay down 42 yeah. feet. And imagine 2,500 pounds attached to that.
Yeah. With where Colombia is in the Amazon, I mean.
Wow.
That thing could slither around today, and I don't know how many people would actually end up seeing it because the Amazon's so big.
Isn't that crazy? Now, this sea creature is so big it's visible from space, discovered in the South Pacific. Largest known sea creature.
Blue whale.
Nope.
Oh.
Coral.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Size of 2 football fields.
Cool.
Believed to be several centuries old. It's so colossal, it can be seen from space. National wow. Geographic Sea Team behind the discovery said it's 3 times larger than the previous record holder. The coral is a standalone structure.
Hmm.
I love stuff like that.
Coral's pretty cool.
Coral is way
can mess you up.
Cool.
It's sharper than a lot of people realize.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to be.
Don't be rubbing on it.
Okay. James, here's a personal question for you.
Great. Personal on a Wednesday.
We're getting personal. Well, we couldn't have been any more personable than we were
yeah,
on Monday.
True. Yeah.
While the American Dental Association advises us to replace our toothbrushes every 3 to 4 months, you might want to do it more frequently, especially if you put it in the bathroom and do not have anything around the bristles. I have one of those little...
A cap?
Little cap things.
Yeah. I try to change
mine. How often do you replace your toothbrush?
It's once every 2 months, probably.
Yeah, I'm with you. Give or take. Yeah, 2-3 months. I'm with you on that.
After a while, it just kind of...
If I get a cold or something,
like,
if I get sick, I immediately get rid of it.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so you come to my house.
Mm. With your toothbrush, your capped on toothbrush.
With my capped toothbrush in the bathroom.
Rocks everywhere.
And rocks everywhere. Recent article from New York Times, James. Heated discussion. Is it rude for hosts to ask guests to remove their shoes when entering their homes?
For hosts to ask? No. It's your house. Do whatever you want.
So if you come to my house and say, hey, James, do you mind taking your shoes off?
No problem.
See,
why would people get mad about that?
Well, why do people get mad about a lot of those?
I know, but that one's just so simple.
I know.
You're just taking your shoes off.
So here's how I handle that. And I always have. As soon as I walk in someone's house.
Your shoes off?
I automatically do it.
See, I don't do that.
Unless they tell me.
Yeah.
You don't need to take your shoes off. And I go, you sure?
I leave them on unless they tell me. So.
I just take them off.
Yeah. Because it is, like, I'll just leave them on unless they tell me. But if they tell me, I'm immediately, it's not like I'm pushing back.
Right.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
I'm just taking shoes off.
Right. It's their house.
Yeah, exactly. It's their
house. Some people, you know, there's people that vacuum every day, James.
If you can't do that, why are you in their house?
Right.
Go away.
It's their house. All right. Trivia today.
Mm-hmm.
Look at some trivia. 2/3 of us say we laugh at jokes we don't understand to try to fit in.
I believe that.
Only 2/3?
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
You do it all the time?
Somebody tells a joke.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really not that funny.
I kind of got
a fake laugh.
You perfected your fake laugh?
I got a fake laugh, yeah.
I think everybody's got a fake
that's
laugh.
That's good. I don't tell jokes. I'm not a joke teller.
No.
Not a big joke teller.
Yeah.
You ever notice that? You ever hear a joke come out of my mouth?
You're the joke receiver.
Have you ever heard a joke come out of my mouth?
No.
Yeah. See?
Mm-mm.
And you've known me for...
15 years now?
Yeah.
Give or take?
Give or take. Yeah, I'm not a joke teller because I don't want to put that person in that position
to have to fake laugh.
Fake laugh. I think it's embarrassing.
I'm good at I don't tell jokes. I'm more of like a quick witted.
Yes, you are,
and that causes laughter sometimes.
I agree with you. You are very much so.
So yeah,
just like yesterday with the croutons.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
Quick wit.
There you go. Yeah,
that was good. Quick wit.
Yeah,
when you said,
"Do you guys want a sleeping tip?"
You want a sleeping tip? I said, "You want a sleeping tip?" Oh yeah. James goes, "Yeah." Leaving your cough drop in your mouth while you sleep, and I'm like, "No." And then I mentioned croutons because I was asking about croutons, something else, and you go, "Hey,
you want a sleeping tip? How about croutons?
How about some croutons?"
I did the cough drop thing yesterday too. Last night.
Ugh.
Worked like a charm. Well, let me tell you, fell asleep like a baby.
Really?
It's awesome. Yeah. I don't know why it works.
You know? Each their own.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I am not leaving it in my mouth.
Nah, you're okay.
And
they dissolve.
Asleep.
They dissolve.
I know, but it might be too late before it dissolves, before you start choking
the out. Croutons don't.
Okay. All right. Do you check a coin vending machine when you walk by it?
No. Absolutely not.
I don't either. I don't even think about it. Americans lose nearly $60 million a year by forgetting to check the coin return. So
I'll forget. Honestly,
I see people checking it all the time.
If it's dispensing coins, I'll leave it. I don't need those.
I'm not walking around. I will pick it up off the ground, though. You know
yeah,
that.
I know. It's weird. You know what's funny is I dropped a quarter yesterday, and I was like, oh, Bob would be all over that. And I left it there.
All right. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. James' Swap Shop next. You're listening...